There are going to be women walking around this planet in 60 years with brittle bones because of choices that Facebook made around emphasizing profit today.
Facebook whistleblower Frances Haugen testifying before a Senate panel today about the dangers of Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp, and her contention the company knows how to fix some of these things, including teen girls' body image on Instagram and hateful conspiracy theories on Facebook, but it won't make the repairs because that could lower engagement and reduce its profits. Facebook's global head of safety, Antigone Davis, spoke on MSNBC.
We, of course, want to allow for freedom of expression, but one of the underlying principles behind the work that we do is ensuring people's safety and security. And most people really do feel quite safe and secure on our platform. So, and they're coming back and they're using our platform because they do feel safe and secure. And we are doing a good job to get that content off. But I do think that there are validation systems that people want in place.
Joining us live on Skype, CNET News editor-at-large Ian Schur. Ian, thank you very much for joining us on what has been a long day as all you guys write about this and observe it. What is your takeaway from the whistleblower's congressional testimony and then what Facebook has been saying?
I was really surprised by how much the Democrats and Republicans in the committee actually agreed on something for once. You know, I think that's the biggest takeaway from a lot of this is that they seem to really understand the issue. It really seems to have crystallized particularly along how it handles, how it affects young people and the question of whether or not Instagram causes young people to see themselves worse and also become addicted to the technology that Facebook is creating. And I think that it's causing them to say, okay, we need to start moving forward toward actually coming up with solutions. You know, we've been beating up on the tech industry executives for years now, but we haven't actually written any laws that are going to meaningfully change things. And maybe now that's the time.
Could a law be written to change the algorithm? You know, you can't really pick what appears on your newsfeed. Facebook picks. It picks the most extreme, most manipulative, most addictive content that it can place in front of you.
No, those computer programs, right, those algorithms that we're talking about, they are very much a key to this whole conversation. And the reality is that it may not be about the government choosing what the algorithm should be, right? I mean, that starts running afoul of the First Amendment and stuff. But I think what would be more important and what Ms. Haugen, who was the whistleblower, brought up during the committee hearing was she said, let's force some transparency, right? Let's actually allow people to understand how Facebook works. Right now, it's a big black box. They don't share information about how their computer systems are set up. They don't share how they make these decisions about what they pick. And by forcing a little transparency into Facebook and maybe with outside researchers, maybe with other people helping us all kind of understand this, maybe we can all get our hands around the problem and actually solve it.
Is another problem posed by not quite being able to pin down what Facebook is? It's a media outlet, communications lifeline, business generator, utility. I probably missed five or six other things that it is.
Yeah, no, look, I think Facebook's ubiquity is part of the problem here. And in fact, at one point, one of the senators asked, is the right answer to force a breakup of Facebook? And Ms. Haugen actually said no, right? She believes that this is not about the concentration of power conversation. She believes that Facebook is making bad decisions and it's not acting in the good faith that we expect from it. And I think those are the things that we really want to focus on to be able to solve these larger issues. Because if it's not Facebook, it's going to be somewhere else. These social media problems that we're facing are happening all over the place.
It's always interesting to talk this over with you, Ian. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
Ian Schur, live on Skype tonight, CNET News editor at large.